I have read the Epistle of John 1,000 times or more, and yet I have never fully taught the significance of the words, as he is. These three words express in the first Epistle of John some precious and marvelous truths, truths that thrill a believer's heart. First John must always be understood in the light of the context as to whom it is written. The Epistle of John is not written to the unsaved, but to the believer, the born-again Son of God. In this letter is set forth many of our great sonship rights and privileges that belong to the Christian believer. To fathom the depth of truth in chapter 1, verse 7 of the first Epistle of John, we begin reading with verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Note carefully now verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is, God our Father in the light, we, God and his child, have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin, broken fellowship. The words in thee are deleted from the original text so that it reads as he is light. God and I can have fellowship only if I walk in God who is light. Fellowship with God is dependent upon sonship. A son has fellowship in a family only after he is born. We must be born again to have fellowship with God. And having this fellowship with God indicates the walk of the Christian believer. If we walk in the light as he is light, we will speak the words he speaks, we will believe what he believes, we will act what he wills to be acted, we will declare what he declares, we will be aware of what he is aware of, we will be as he is. The five ministries of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers have been given to the church that the believers may be edified, built up, to the end that their walk may be perfect in the light as he is light. John's epistle on fellowship uses the words as he is five times. The first usage of as he is singularly significant, for these words are used in their fullest and most inclusive way. Comparing the as he is of verse 7 with the he is faithful of verse 9 is revealing in its contrast and omission of the word as. Noting first verse 8, we read, if we say that we have no sin, broken fellowship, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us, in our renewed mind. Now note verse 9. If we confess our sins, broken fellowship, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This verse informs us that God is faithful. Christians are not always faithful, but he is. When and where we are faithful, we are in fellowship. God is light, and darkness is separation from fellowship with God. It is never the will of the Father that we should be separated in our fellowship with him. But the believer breaks fellowship by failing to walk in the light as God is light. This failure to live in fellowship on the part of a believer is sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. An additional observation of significance is the words, as he, in chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. If a believer is abiding in him, that Christian is walking as he walked. Since no one besides Jesus ever walked perfectly, the word implies imperfection in our walk, but perfection in Christ as he walked. God the Father is light. His Son, Jesus Christ, was light in this world, for he always did the will of the Father, John 4:34. And Jesus Christ declared that he and the Father were one, John 10:30. Doing the will of God, Jesus Christ walked according to the revealed word. Jesus Christ is in us, the believers. And if we are truly abiding in him, we are walking on the word as we ought so to walk, even as he walked. Did Jesus Christ declare that there is no God, that God is dead, that there is no resurrection, no return, that praying is psychologically good for the one praying only, that God cannot deliver, that the Bible is a myth and filled with interpolations and inaccuracies? Had Jesus stopped walking because of what people said, he would not have been our Savior. Had he been swayed by what the neighbors said, by what the community or society said, he never would have walked perfectly in fellowship with his Father. The second usage of the words, as he is in chapter 3, verse 2. Let us read verse 1, noting specifically the manner of love the Father has showered upon us. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Now note verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. But, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, that is in the future, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. When are we the sons of God? Now. When we are born again of God's Spirit, we are his sons. Not when we die, not someday, not maybe day, but right now, in our day-by-day living, in our walk, in our testimony, we are sons of God. Our life with him is wonderful now, but it will be even better in the future when we shall see him as he is. Look at this significant truth. God is light, and God is in Christ, and Christ is in you. Being sons of God is a guarantee in the present of seeing him as he is at the return. As he is now, we will be in the future. Yet at this very moment in the presence of the Father, while we are here upon earth, we are already perfect because of what God wrought for us in Christ Jesus. The as he is starts with the light God, then the walk of Jesus Christ, who was that light, including Christ's return, and then the believer seeing him as he is, for we will be as he is. This is the completed cycle. God is light. He made himself known, the light in Christ. We believe this light, so we are guaranteed at Christ's return to be as he is. In the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 3, we have the third usage of the word as he is. And every man that hath this hope, not faith, purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The word hope is used in the Bible regarding that which is available in the future, while the word faith is used regarding that which is available at the present moment. Why? We read that when Christ returns, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. At this moment, we have not seen him as he is, for his return is yet future. Every man who has this hope, the hope for the return of Christ, the hope to be as he is, that believer purifieth himself even as he is pure. The significant usage of the word pure is enlightening. The word is hagnizo in the Greek, meaning to keep lustrous, glistening, even though living in this present evil world. Jesus Christ was in the flesh in this world, but the world was not mixed in him to the end that he was contaminated. Jesus was in all things tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The word pure, hagnizo, can be used of Jesus Christ, but never of the purity of God. For God is katharizo, pure, with no foreign mixture of any kind. We endeavor to make ourselves pure because of his purity which is in us. Our own purity lies in our renewing of the mind. It is a purity in our day-by-day living before him, as we have the hope of Christ's return. The fourth reference, using as he is, may be read in chapter 3, in verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Well, how righteous is Christ? When Christ is in us, then spiritually, how righteous are we? As he is righteous. The doing of righteousness is believing God's word and applying it in our day-by-day walk. To be made righteous is to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and to believe in the innermost part of our being that God raised Christ from the dead. Then we are righteous, even as he is righteous. The fifth and final record of the words, as he is, in the first epistle of John, is in chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, the day of the Lord's day. This is man's day of judgment. The Lord's day of judgment is still future. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Our love is made perfect. We have boldness in this day of man's judgment. We are not reluctant, hesitant, fearful, hiding our light under a bushel, but we have the boldness to take the greatness of God's word to a sin-sick and dying people, because as he is, so are we in this world. These three words, as he is, in the first epistle of John, just set the human heart on fire, because we can speak the word of God with all boldness. And speaking this word of God with all boldness, we declare the greatness of God's word to people in this day and time and hour in which we live.